I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, online with Lori Cedillo, who wrote the book, All the Clean Ones Are Married. Lori, tell us a little bit about life in Russia. Compared to, say, living in your average big city in the United States, are those stories of long bread lineups true?
Well, not anymore. That was something that was common during the early 1990s, but not anymore, no. Now you can get pretty much anything you want. You just have to know where to go, because there's no phone book. So you really have to... It's a good idea to know, I mean, if possible, if you know someone who lives in Moscow, or if it would be a good idea to contact that person, because you're not going to be able to just open up the Yellow Pages and look and see where that CD player is, or where this particular, you know, where there's a pharmacy nearest you. There's none of that.
What about things like grocery stores, basic necessities?
Oh, basic necessities, it's no problem to get. Anything more complicated than basic necessities, it's a good idea to just ask around.
How about entertainment, television programs, movies, things like that?
Well, unfortunately, it's difficult to see a Russian movie now, because most of the movies are American. They've imported. It's very sad, but the movie industry was very heavily subsidized by the state. I had a friend who was an actress, and she had to give it up because there were no jobs anymore. She became a teacher, actually, because the movie industry, basically, it was, they used to just give producers who were in favor with the state almost limitless amounts of money to make movies. And that's no longer the case. They now have to operate the way that producers in other parts of the world operate. Certainly in the United States, they have to scramble for money. And so as a result, not many movies are being made at all, not many Russian movies. So if you go to a Russian theater, you're likely to see The Terminator instead of seeing Dr. Zhivago or anything Russian.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.